next week is going to be about Kaini, Knizi, and Katmaini, which is in the Brisbane Absalom of last week's Pasha. So there's the Indian of Kaini, Knizi, and Katmaini al Pinigla, different details regarding Pashta al Pinigla, and there's the Indian of Kaini, Knizi, and Katmaini al Pichsidis. In Tavshinum Beis, the Rebbe spoke in Cheshvan, Tavshinum Beis, the Rebbe spoke about Kaini, Knizi, Katmaini, and what the Indian of Pichsidis is. But before we get to that, I think we should learn about the Pashtus. What is Kaini, Knizi, and Katmaini? So first, where is Kaini, Knizi, and Katmaini? We're going to learn the Gemara here first. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Where is it located? What is Kaini, Knizi, and Katmaini? So let's take a look inside the Gemara. It's right before the Mishnah. Right before the Mishnah, it says Tanya. A few lines before the Mishnah. Sorry. You see it? Tanya Rab Meir Aimer. Rab Meir says, Tanya Rab Meir Aimer. That what are they? Naftucha, Arva, and Shalma. Okay, does that help you? So I took a look in the Mepharshim and they say that Naftucha is somewhere in the area of Mitzrayim, which is south of Eretz Yisrael. It brings over there that, and I've forgotten which sadra it is, it says Naftuchim. Naftuchim was from Mitzrayim, connected to Mitzrayim. So Naftucha is near Mitzrayim. Okay? What's the next one? Arva. Arva is Yishmal. Arabs. Yishmal. Some.
Palestinians.
Huh? Alright. Okay. But Palestinianism is a nation that doesn't exist, Bechlal. It's a made up thing. We're not talking about those. Listen. Epis. Something. Arva is Yishmal. And the third one, Shalma, I didn't see any explanation of what Shalma is, but I did see that it says that for Kaini, Knizi, and Kadmaini, Shalma is Kaini. Sure. Other two are Knizi and Kadmaini, Shalma is Kaini. That's one opinion, Rab Meir. Okay? Rab Yehuda Aimer, it's Har Seir, Amoin, and Moyav. This is the most accepted opinion. This is the opinion that Rashi brings in Chumash, last week's parasha. So Rashi says that it's Seir, Amoin, and Moyav, which are on the east border of Eretz Yisrael, the other side of the Yarden, which I guess today is Jordan. So in that area is Seir, Amin, and Moyev. That's the second opinion of Yehuda. And of Shimon Aimer, that it's Ardiskis, Asya, Vaspamya. Okay, what are these three places? So Ardiskis, it says in Mephoshim, is Damasek, Damascus today in Syria. And Asya, so the Mepharshim say they teach it as Ashkenaz, which usually Ashkenaz actually means Germany. But it doesn't mean Germany over here. It's some city in the north of Eretz Yisrael somewhere.
Ashkenaz is a new word
for Asia. I know, but it's not what it means here. It does not mean Asia. But I says that it's Ashkenaz, and right away at Bavorens, it's not the Ashkenaz in Europe. It's Ashkenaz, which is a city in the north of Eretz Yisrael. And Aspamya, the Mepharshim teach Sfard, which is Spain. And they also say it can't be referring to Spain in Europe, which is very far from Eretz Yisrael. It has to be referring to some other city in the north of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, Spamia. Spamia is many times used like an expression of a place that's very far. Spamia. Well, maybe it does. But over here, when you get to Kaini, Knizi, and Kadmaini, it's not Mustava that it's such a place, that's a place so far away. Okay, those are the opinions of Negeya too, where they are located. Now, the other question is, does Kaini, Knizi, and Kadmaini have the exact same halacha as Eretz Yisrael itself? Regarding Eretz Yisrael, there's different details. The main chiddush of Eretz Yisrael, Bepoyel, is the fact that there's mitzvahs atzluyas baretz, yechayiv and trumas, maisres, bikurim, all the chiyuvim that there are in Eretz Yisrael. Does Kaini, Knizi, and Kadmaini have those obligations? So there's a piece of Gemara right before this. It starts, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Okay, first I read the piece later because I wanted to first see Pashat the location. But right before this, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol Sheher'eyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. What happened was Moshe was begging Hashem to go on to Eretz Yisrael, right before, a few lines before we just read. And Avish said that I will show you the entire Eretz Yisrael. You should go up to a mountain, I'll show him the whole Eretz Yisrael. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu saw then, Chayev V'Maiser. Is Chayev and Maiser. Got it? A few lines before. La fuke mai. So what is this coming to exclude? La fuke kaini knizi kadmaini. Keni Knizin Kadmoini is not Chayiv Meiser, because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't shown Keni Knizin Kadmoini when he showed him Eretz Yisrael. Man, this chiddush. So even though it was promised to Avraham Avinu in the Bris Bein Absarim, and it's part of Eretz Yisrael, but it's not Chayiv Meiser. Let's take a look in the Rashbam. It's not Rashi, it's Rashbam here. Kol Shehar Eva Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Rashbam says, B'shas Misasoi, when he was passing away, Kedichsiv, Vayareyu Hashem Es Kol HaOretz, Es HaGilod Ad Don. Till Don, which is all the way on the other side of Eretz Yisrael, he showed him the entire Eretz Yisrael. That's the Chayiv B'Maiser. So what he showed him is Chayiv B'Maiser, the Haim, Haim Zayin Amomim Haksuvim B'chol Mokim. So that refers to the Eretz Yisrael that we have B'zman Azeh, that the Yidden got when they entered Eretz Yisrael, when they conquered Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua. So that's the seven nations. Avokeini, Knizi, and Kadmoini, Shenitnu L'Avram Avinu, V'Bris Ben Absarim, but Keini, Knizi, and Kadmoini, even though it was given to Avram Avinu then, L'Zaracha Nasati Yisoretz Azayis, and it says, actually the interesting thing is, if you look in Pashas Lech Lecha there, so Keini, Knizi, and Kadmoini are the first three nations that I mentioned. After that it says, Kanani, Yechiti, Keini, Knizi, and the first three. So those first three, Lo yischayibu b'maisa lo osid lovoi kishiachzireim lonu lo osid. Kedama b'bereshus rabba. Today, Yidden don't have it, b'chlal. So the Rashbam is saying, the fact that it's potter and maisa today is poshet. Yidden b'chlal didn't conquer it. Even lo osid lovoi, when Abish is going to give it to Yidden, even then it's going to be potter and maisa, because it wasn't shown to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? So now, does that mean that Keni Knizin Kadmoini does not have the din of Eretz Yisrael? No, doesn't mean that. Keni Knizin Kadmoini belongs to Yidden. It has the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael. But to be Chayiv and Maisris, there's an additional condition. That it had to be a place which Hashem showed to Moshe Rabbeinu. And it doesn't have that condition, so therefore it's Potter and Maisris.
Based on Kiddush.
The Kiddush of Yeshua. So this Mandoma holds, Tosfos asks that question. And the Ramas for Chayiv and Maisris. And he says, this man da holds kedusha rishayna kitchel ashayta v'kitchel osidlovi. So there's a machlokes. We take a paskin that you go according to the kedusha shnia, but this man da holds you go according to the first kedusha, what was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu, which is when Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, what they conquered. They take a look in Tosfos Chai. You'll see. I'm not going to read it inside now, but that's what Tosfos says. Okay, so there's a big kedusha over here. So let's see a second shot in the Rashbam. The Rashbam has a second shot here. Inami. Im kovshu Yisrael mehem achre mois Yeshua not lo'osad lovoi. After Yeshua passed away, if Yidden will conquer any of those areas of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini, so then where am I over here? Kulam peturim en ha'maiser. It'll be potter from maiser. D'chsev hosam zois ha'oretz ha'shenishbati. Zois lemute hanish and etayis l'avraham al hashvua. It excludes the additional lands, even though they were promised with a shvua, but it's not what Yeshua conquered, and therefore they're potter if they're going to conquer it later. Kain nire be'enai. Okay, so the Rashbam actually, according to what he says in the second shot, so kaini knizik had money lo osad love, it will be chayiv and meiser. So have two pshatim in Rashbam, whether lo osad love, it will be chayiv and meiser. That's the machlokes over here, benegeit pshat in the Gemara. Besides that, there's a machlokes in Achronim, benegeit to the taitch of the Gemara. Because the lashon of the Gemara is, kol shayreya kodesh baruch hu l'moshe chayiv b'maiser. Only points out maiser. What does it point out dafke maiser? There's truma, there's maiser, there's bikurim. So why dafke maiser? So the Torah's Chaim, one of the early Achronim, says, slav dafke. The Gemara says maiser, but it really includes all the mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz that you potter in Keni Knizik Admeini. It's Lav Dafke Maiser. But there are other Mepharshim that want to say that it is Dafke Maiser. What's unique about Maiser? Maiser Rishayin is given to the Levim, as opposed to Trum and Bikurim, which are given to the Kayin. What's the difference between them? Trum and Bikurim is given to the Kayin. Really, Trum and Bikurim is supposed to give to the Eibishter. The Eibishter takes it and gives it to the Kainim. The Eibishter is Mezakeh to the Kainim. But the point is to give that from what grows in your land, certain things you have to give to the Eibishter. What's Maaser Rishon? Why are we giving an addition, Maaser Rishon, to the Levim? The answer is because Levim do not have a Nachlo in Eretz Yisrael. So because they don't have a Nachlo, so you didn't have to be Mishtatif and give them from their produce to the Levim to have what to eat. So I forgot where I saw this. One of them before Shemi says, so there's a difference you can say regarding Keni, Knizi, and Kadmaini. There's a difference between Truma and Bikurim and Meiser. Regarding Truma and Bikurim, the Chiyuv will apply even in Keni, Knizi, and Kadmaini. What grows in your land, if it has a shame, Eretz Yisrael, which Keni, Knizi, and Kadmaini does have a shame, Eretz Yisrael, was promised to Avraham Avinu, so it goes to the Kayim from the Eibishter. Levium, though, will not be excluded of the Nachla on Keni, Knizi, and Kadmaini. They were only excluded of the Nachla when they came to conquer Eretz Yisrael. But from Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni, they will get a Nachla. Since they're going to be getting a Nachla, there'll be no reason to give them Meiser from Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni. Therefore, the Gemara says, Dafke Meiser. Only Meiser that will be Potter, because Shevet Levi will have a Chalik over there. That's another pshat in the Gemara, so that's another machlokes, whether they'll be Chayiv and Meiser or not. Whether they'll be Chayiv and Truma and Bikurim or not. Whether when the Gemara says Meiser, is it Dafke Meiser, or is it only Truma and Bikurim? Okay, there's a few Taisus in here in the Gemara. I'm not going to learn all, there's like seven Taisus in on this little piece of Gemara. Just learn one. One Taisus over here. The first Taisus, Kol Sha'areyu. Small Taisus on this piece of Gemara. Kol Sha'areyu, Chulas HaTaisus basically has a question. Tzvei Havalele Minkat, the Gemara should have better brought Ma Shetichem Be'ele Masei. In the parasha of Masei, the Torah says the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Shemoyne, the pasuk there counts, Ayores Alametzer, all the cities on the border. V'sham Mefurish Heitiv Tchum Shal Eretz Yisrael. Clearly says the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, and it does not include Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni. So why is the Gemara bringing from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was shown from Gilad to Don, which does not include Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni? Bring from Parashas Masei, clear in the Psukim, it says the Tchumim, and it does not include Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni. That's the question of Taisi. He doesn't give an answer. It just says Tvei Havalei Leminkat, and for some reason the Gemara didn't say it.
Well, if he conquer more lands, he doesn't get the Din of Eretz Yisrael.
The Psukim, huh?
There's a whole difference.
Kibush Rab, right. If it's before Kibush Al Eretz Yisrael, then it doesn't count. If it's after, then it will be Chayav Maaseh. It's a whole discussion for itself, yeah. Okay, so the Teiras Chaim and the Chassam Sofer answered to the question of Teisvis that you can say that from Parshas Maaseh, from the Tchum in Parshas Maaseh, it's not a Raya. Because the Tchum of Parshas Maaseh was referring to the Tchum that Yeshua is going to conquer. The Pasuk was talking about what was going to happen then, in the next day, that was going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the fact that it didn't include the Tchum of Keni, Knizi, Kadmoni is not a raya that you're potter. That's the Torah wasn't talking about what didn't happen then. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara asks the question. He probably wanted to eat the fruits of the land. No. He wanted to be mekayim all the mitzvahs that are tali ba'aretz. That's why he wanted to have the opportunity to do those mitzvahs. So the Eibusha told him, you won't have the opportunity to go into the land and do the mitzvahs, but I will show you all the areas where Yidden will be chayiv in the mitzvahs. That's the teichen of what happened here. So here, specifically, regarding the places which Moshe Rabbeinu was shown in Eretz Yisrael, it's connected to the places that are chayiv in mitzvahs. And whatever he showed him is chayiv, and whatever he did not show him is not chayiv and mitzvahs. So dafka, therefore the Gemara brings a raya dafka over here, and it excludes keini, knizi, and kadmoni. That's the teichen of this Gemara. That's one discussion. Then, there's another discussion in the gate of keini, knizi, and kadmoni. And that is, what is really the status of keini, knizi, and kadmoni bizman hazeh? It was part of the promise of Bris ben Absarim, but b'poil Yidden will not have keini, knizi, and kadmoni till the osad lovei. So what status does it have with Zman Hazeh? So there's an interesting Rashi, I didn't make the copy over here, but there's an interesting Rashi in Parshas Devarim, where Rashi over there talks, the Pasuk there talks about Eretz Rephaim, which Eretz Rephaim, Rashi says, is Amon and Moav, which according to Rashi, Amon and Moav is part of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni. And Rashi there says that Eretz Rephaim was not promised to Avraham Avinu in the Bris Ben Absarim. So it's a Rashi, clear Rashi. If you have a Chumash here, we did the Rashi. No, Dvarim. I don't know where they keep the Chumash in there. Shveich. This is? That what? That's a different question. Someone asked me that question today. If the whole world will be Eretz Yisrael, because I see that it's Rosh Hashanah, so what's unique about Kenny Knizik Admini. Yeah, it's another
sure,
question.
Sure, will be a high level, no?
Okay, so the pasuk here says, Eretz Refoim Tichoshev Afi. What does this mean? Rashi says that Eretz Refoim Nechsheves Afi Avloi Zu Hishenasati Lavram. I did not give Eretz Refoim to Avram. Okay, now Refoim is in the place of Eretz Kani Knizik Admini Lachayda. So what does it mean I didn't give it to Avram? So the Mizrahi, the Ra'am over here says that the Pshat is, he says, I don't know how this could be. He says, the Eibishter gave Avram Avinu 10 lands by Bris Ben Absarim. 7 of them he gave to Avram for his descendants, for the Yidden. 3 of them were given that Avram Avinu should give it, 1 for Esav, the Seir is for Esav, and Amon Amayev was for Bnei Loit. As Rashi said before, by Loit, the Peschad, the fact that he was kept quiet when he went down to Mitzrayim with Sarah, and he didn't say that this is Avram's wife, he got from Avram Avinu 2 lands, Amon and Moav. So therefore he says that, Enochanami, the Eibishter promised Avram Avinu that I'm giving you Keni, Knizi, and Kadmaini, but Keni, Knizi, Kadmaini that he gave to Avram was not for Avram's descendants. It was given for Loit and for Esav. And therefore Rashi here says that Loizu Hishonasati Lavram, because in other words it wasn't given to the descendants of Avram, it was given to give away to Loit and to Esav. So there's a Sefer Proshas Drachim, which was written by the Mishnah Lamelech. I believe it's the Mishnah Lamelech. Yeah. So he asks on this Ra'am that how can he say such a thing? There's so many, it's mufurish in so many places that Keini Knizin Kadmoni was promised to Yidden. There's the famous pasuk in Parshas Shoftim, Bevim Yachav Hashem Alekechos Gevulcha, which the Rambam quotes when he gets to Ari Miklot, that La Asad Lovei, Bevim Yachav Hashem Alekechos Gevulcha, Kasher Diber, or it says the last one, the Debish, the promise that he's going to be Marchiv, and it refers to Keini Knizin Kadmoni, Bevim Yachav Hashem Alekechos Gevulcha, Kasher Nishbalav Isecha. And Rashi here says, Eretz Keini Knizin Kadmoni. That was promised to Yidden. So therefore he says, you must say that it was promised to Yidden. But in between, Bizman Azeh, what happened, he says? Yidden Be'emes, when they came into Eretz Yisrael the first time, Yidden was supposed to be Zeichin Eretz Keni Knizi Kadmaini. And if Moshe Rabbeinu would have entered into Eretz Yisrael, they would have gotten Keni Knizi Kadmaini. Why? Because there's a famous Medrash that says that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have entered into Eretz Yisrael, that would have been the Geula Shleima. So they would have gotten then all 10 lands. They warned Zeicha that Moshe Rabbeinu should go into Eretz Yisrael. So they warned Zeicha to receive all 10 lands, only 7 from the 7 nations. And therefore, the Eibishter, if for the time in between until Mashiach comes, allowed those lands to be given temporarily to Esav and to Loit for a certain reason for the Schar. Loit for his Schar and Esav for his reason. The what?
The pasuk about Amon Amayek of Yerusha.
Which refers to Amon Amayek.
Amon Amayek, it says that you shouldn't find Amon Amayek, that's not your land. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the given to pass Amon Amayek.
So it said, but it says there clearly that it's Loit. Where's the pasuk? Okay. Yes, I'm milling with Abbas and Chumash Eichet. Okay. I'd like to see the pasuk with them. Okay. You have it? Kilav Neiloid Nasati Yerushanu. Which, Beis Zion? Check it up right now.
Have you find it? Okay, Google.
Al Totzer Es Moyov. Yeah, no, but it's not in Beis Zion though. No. Al Totzer Es Moyov is Tess, Pasik Tess. Al Tatzer Asmaev Al Tizgabal Muhammad Kilcha Kiloy Et Lachamarat Kilivnei Loit Nesatias Ar Yerusha. Yeah, very good. Cool. So the Prashas Racham explains not the pshat that it was given to them; it was a temporary thing. Hayyis Yidden weren't yet zeiche to get it because they came into Eretz Yisrael without Moshe Rabbeinu, so therefore it was given to them temporarily until Mashiach comes. It remains in their hands. Now the shaila is: so what? Gather, what's the din of Keni Knizin Kadmoini Bizman Hazeh? What kind of a din does it have? Pashtus Bizman Hazeh, because it was given to Bnei Loit, has no Kedush of Eretz Yisrael, has no Kinyan of Eretz, no Shaychus Eretz Yisrael B'chol. That will be Nischadish, Lost of Lovi, when it's going to be given to Eden. Just like when you get to the land of the other 7 nations. And Chanani, it was promised to Avraham Avinu from Brisbane Absalom, but Eden only got it when they came into Eretz Yisrael. It's the same thing with Keni Knizin Kadmoini. But it's not so poshut at all. Not so pashut at all. And here you have the sicha. The Rebbe doesn't bring the whole arichas over here, but first of all, v'negei even to Eretz Yisrael b'chlal, the loshen that it says by Brisbane Absarim is l'zarachon nosati. It says nosati loshen over, that it was already given. Take a look in the sicha, page 53, this is the second to last paragraph of the sicha. Okay, so the Rebbe mentions over here, keini knizi and kadmaini. And the Rebbe says, "V'yashloimar as oich zei hata oibish to abgegeben Avram and bebrisbein absorim, v'ibal dezel bebris is given of alat senarotzis." So if it says that Oibish gave the seven lands to Yidden, so he gave the keni knizi and kadmaini also. In order 59, the Rebbe teaches us, "L'chayre kein hu l'fi pashtus haloshim b'habris." What does it say? What does Oibish tell him? "L'zarach onosati." And what's the title? Shall be Bereishis Rabbah Parsha Mem Dalech of Beis. My Morei Shall Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a Maisa. It's a Maisa. And in the Gemara it says Benigeya to the whole Eretz Yisrael is Arach Anasati. What? That it's Muchsik, right? The din of Ein that a Bechoyer is not Neitel Beroy Ke Bemuchsik. That a Bechoyer does not get two Chalokim by something that his father is Roy to be Yiddish. Eretz Yisrael is considered to be Muchsik by the Eden. It's not considered to be Roy. It's already Muchsik. So just like that's true when you get the seven nations of Eretz Yisrael, it says the same Loshna was Arach and Asati when you get to Keni Knizin Kadmoini. Okay, so Eba Zoi, Keni Knizin Kadmoini, even Bizman Azeh, is already Eretz Yisrael. Even though temporarily Yerusha, it says Befedish in the Pasuk, at least if you learn that it's Amun and Moiv, that it was given to light, but it's already is Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe continues. Rashi, I Rashi says, Eser umis yeshkan. The Eibusha promises 10 nations, v'loy nosan lahem elashivo, goyim. Only 7 were given, v'ashloisha, and the other 3. Keini, kenizi, and kadmoini, asidim, liyas, yerusha, losid. So it's mashma from Rashi that it's only losid, lover, the Eden, not gonna yashin it. Rebbe answers, there are 2 different in Yonim, as far as the Yidden's connection to Eretz Yisrael. Yeshloimar, the Zeb Negeya, Lenisinosan, Shetayoseno, Eretz Yisrael. That it should have the quality of being a higher and different kind of a land of Eretz Yisrael, Ukedushosa, and the holiness of the land. That will only happen, Lasid Lovai. But, which, in other words, Loirak, Shinui Habailos, Elagam Shinui Haechos. Not only a change of ownership, but also a change in the nature of the land, that it becomes a holy land. So basically the Rebbe is saying that regarding the connection of Yidden to Eretz Yisrael, there are 2 inyonim. There's the kinyan, the ownership that Yidden have in Eretz Yisrael, and there's the kedusha of the land. The ownership, that's nosati. Nosati means a gift. The Eibusha gave the land as a gift. That was given by Brisbane Absorim, and it belongs to Yidden, the 3 lands belong to Yidden just as much as the other 7 lands. The kedusha, that will be accomplished only losses lovai. That's the chiluk that Rebbe makes over here. Okay, there's a discussion that Rebbe's mitzayin over here to the other svarim. Sheilas David beikir is ma'irich on this subject, but this is the Rebbe's chiddush that there are 2 aspects of Eretz Yisrael: the bailos and the kedusha. And the bailos nosati is even bezman hazeh. Only the kedusha is mischadish losses lovai. As was. Yeah. In let's talk Pasha, Lech Lecha?
No, in the Torah.
Yeah, but again, tomorrow some Machpelah.
Yeah. The
Sati is the Kismet and the Sati. Rashi, yeah, that's the only Ki'ilu. Yeah, the Rebbe brings here the Rashi, yeah. It's only Ki'ilu. Boss?
Yeah.
Rashi is a Ki'ilu. But in Medrash, it doesn't say Ki'ilu. Mamore, Shalakadish Baruch Hu, Maise. Was? Welche Pasuk, Kufke? Where is he looking? Alright.
Pasuk Yud Gimel.
Yud Gimel. Masati. Oh, das Ratzach wegen andere Sach. Das Ratzach wegen der Geld. Ah, das ist Teich von der Wort Masati. Los. So it's a maintenance as at the Shang again. Over here. Okay.
Right.
No, but when you get to the